It's 8:45, live from KIOS Studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Alzheimer's. We've all heard about it. In fact, almost everybody listening is somehow touched by Alzheimer's, and I don't think anyone would argue that government money for research, for development of a cure, for assisting people who are caring for people who have Alzheimer's is all in order. But how do you get that money? How do you get the attention of the government officials to make sure that that happens? Well, Terry Streetman knows this. He's the public policy manager for the Alzheimer's Association of Nebraska. Terry, thank you so much for stopping in today. Great to have you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me this morning.
Public policy manager, What is your job?
So my job is to work directly with our legislators at the unicameral and also with our federal elected officials to educate them and engage with them to let them know that this disease needs to be a priority at the state and federal level. But almost more importantly, it's to work with our advocates all around the state who have been personally affected by this disease to tell their story and to say, I'm a constituent, this matters to me, and I want to work with you to make sure that this is something that we can address.
Every session of the unicameral, there are budget discussions. There's only a certain amount of money to go around. How are you able to mark a place in line for the Alzheimer's Association of Nebraska or other Alzheimer's-driven causes?
So the biggest thing is just being present, just raising our voices, having a presence at the Capitol for me as a professional doing this, but also for our advocates. So we bring advocates to the Capitol every year for our Nebraska Alzheimer's Advocacy Day. That's actually happening March 5th of this year. And on that day, our advocates can come out, meet with their elected officials, tell their story, and advocate on behalf of funding for important programs or different measures and proposals that support caregivers and people living with the disease.
How does one become an advocate for Alzheimer's?
The basic truth of it is just raising your voice. You know, there doesn't have to be anything official about it. Just email your unicameral senator or, you know, our elected officials in Congress. But to make it official, we actually do have formal positions for advocates that they can sign up for. ALZ.org/Nebraska is our website, and there's an advocacy page there where people can sign up to be official advocates to work specifically with members of the unicameral and the federal government. And we're always looking for more volunteers to do that because this is a disease that we all need to raise our voice about.
Purple is a key color for Alzheimer's. Can you talk about that?
Sure. So, I mean, people are familiar with different cause colors. You know, pink is everywhere for breast cancer, and purple is the color that the Alzheimer's Association has chosen for their color, and it's something that you'll notice our advocates and our, you know, even our staff members, I've got my purple tie on today, you know, people kind of connect with that. It stands out. It gets a lot of attention. So when we do things like our State Advocacy Day or our federal advocacy at our Alzheimer's Forum every year, when this wave of purple washes across the Capitol building, people stand up and take notice, and it's something that helps keep us on the radar when decisions are being made, like you mentioned, about budgets and funding.
As you mentioned, the Advocacy Day is Tuesday, March 5th. It's at 7:45, goes to 1:45. There's breakfast and lunch are provided. So if people want to get involved, they can certainly go to alz.org/Nebraska. They can also email you as well, right?
Yes, they can reach out to me by email, testreetman@alz.org. And you can find my contact information on our chapter website. The other way that people can find information about this event or really any question they have about Alzheimer's, we have a 24/7 helpline. It's 800-272-3900. And that's if you have questions about our services, about our events, or just about Alzheimer's disease in general. It's staffed by master's level clinical social workers, and they can get you the answers you need or get you the people who can.
Because caring for someone with Alzheimer's, particularly as a family member, paid professionals are a different category, and I would love to cover them if we have the time. But the people at home that do this out of love, it is an unbelievably taxing job. It is a job that can grind you down.
Absolutely.
While you still love this person who is suffering, you are suffering as well. So being able to reach out for that help is important, isn't it?
It is. So my family was affected, like many are. My grandfather passed away from complications of Alzheimer's. And so I was in high school, so I wasn't even a primary caregiver, but I was sleeping on the couch by the door so he wouldn't wander out at night. I was, you know, going to school tired because I had to, you know, be alert all the time. And we see this, you know, caregivers report that they're experiencing depression or that their health has gotten worse, their healthcare costs skyrocket. Many of them have to reduce hours at work or even leave the workforce altogether because of caregiving responsibilities. And so those are several of the things we're going to address this year, hopefully, in the unicameral, is some support for caregivers to help provide them a little bit of a boost for, you know, the taxing work that they're doing at home.
Absolutely. And they certainly could use a boost as well as a financial boost. We just have about 30 seconds left. I know that there are a lot of great medical facilities that are doing some great research, but I happen to know off the top of my head, UNMC, Dr. Dan Merman, doing some amazing things with trying to get rid of the amyloid beta proteins before they become calcified while they're still liquid. Good stuff. Again, the website is?
ALZ.org/Nebraska, and you can find the advocacy page.
That's Terry Streetman. Thank you so much. Do appreciate it.
Thank you.